West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology, WMCAT, has announced it's raised a lot of money as part of their Leave Your Mark campaign, a community-wide fundraising effort to secure a new home for WMCAT right here on Grand Rapids West Side. So let's talk about this with you, Louise. We'll call you Punky Edison, Development Director with WMCAT, doing a superb job. Good morning to you, Punky.
Good morning, Shelley. And let me start with my congratulations for your Athena Award. Sweet. Also last week, a really wonderful thing. Yes. Congrats.
Thank you that you were there, and I know our paths crossed the day before. You asked me to be present in the moment, and I was. So, yeah, we can milk this just a couple more days.
You bet. Well deserved.
Yes, and again, thanks to the Chamber for that opportunity to practice those eight tenets. Let's talk about WMCAT and why we all need to participate. First of all, a little bit of WMCAT 101, Louise.
Sure. We are in our 12th year of creating a culture of opportunity for people to make social and economic progress in their lives. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty exciting on the corner of Fulton and Sheldon now on the second floor all these years, and with lots of success in hitting goals and opportunities to do more for our un- and underemployed adult students, our teen high school students through Grand Rapids Public Schools, our social enterprise screen printing program and apprentices. We feel we've really hit the mark and ready to take the next step.
Which means ready to expand, and you'll be expanding to the west side. Where will we ultimately find you?
You will find us in a newly constructed building on the corner of First and Seward. And we will be purchasing the fourth floor of that building and almost doubling our space.
Do you need more space because lives are being touched? More lives are being touched here?
We need more space because, in fact, yes, we have used up every corner that we have where we are, and the opportunity to expand and do more does require more space. Hmm. And in addition, our lease will be running out, so the timing is dovetailing.
Yep. Move on. Expanding the nonprofit's programming and career training for, as you mentioned, underemployed adults, arts and technology ed. Entrepreneurial apprenticeships for young adults is important, too.
Absolutely. It's a very exciting part of our screen printing, Ambrose at WMCAT screen printing shop, social enterprise, and we employ apprentices who are recent graduates of WMCAT's arts and tech program for high school students. They are learning entrepreneurial business skills, lean manufacturing, human-centered design, how to run a business. They're getting support as they are going through the year and getting 12 credits from Grand Rapids Community College partnership, as well as a stipend while they're working in the shop.
Well, all of it takes, as you mentioned, a little brick and mortar to make that happen, and some help from the community. So here we are. You did announce a campaign. You have raised some dollars. Where are we in the campaign, and what help do you need?
Well, it's very exciting. Our campaign is Leave Your Mark. The website is leaveyourmarkgr.org for people to learn more about it. The goal for the campaign is $7.5 million, which will allow us to purchase that space, build it out, create some endowment for sustainability, support our operating a bit during the time of this campaign. And we were just thrilled to be able to say, with the support of our cabinet and wonderful donors and WMCAT family, close family, we have raised $6.5 million towards that goal. So we are really asking the broader community now to help us across the finish line to get that last $1 million so that in the next couple years we can make that transition.
Yes. Do you have, I always like to start with a deadline and work back. Do you have a deadline for this to happen?
So we decided in the early 2016 that we were going to have a three-year campaign. We're going to give ourselves 3 years. In all honesty, between you, me, and all your listeners,
include our listeners.
That's right. We really would love to finish that up in the next several months and be able to move forward with the rest of our planning. So
Let's give us 2 months to make this happen. Have you had, I mean, we can drop some names. The Leave Your Mark campaign is being led by honorary chairs Hank Meyer, Doug DeVos, and Jim Hackett, as well as, you mentioned, a cabinet of business and community leaders. But I trust any donation is acceptable here.
Absolutely. Anyone in this world of nonprofit and support for nonprofit knows that every single dollar counts. And you are correct. We have had some very large and very generous gifts. That is why we are where we are at this point. And we have had 100% of our staff commit to this campaign, 100% of our board commit to this campaign. And so we are now asking more people who know of our work and support our work in creating a culture of opportunity, not only for our students, but it builds our whole Grand Rapids community, to contribute in any amount and help us with that last million.
Because that one devil's advocate may say, I don't have anybody involved. Why should I invest? Mm-hmm. But in the bottom line, it's the community that is going to benefit.
Totally, yes. This is a... WMCAT is a really wonderful asset to the broader community in transforming lives. And at our press conference last week, Hank Meyer really identified that in the short number of years. We've been open 12 years, starting our 12th year, and the impact we've made on the broader community by having more and more people have opportunities for success.
With your new space, which I know... proposing 22,000 square feet on this fourth floor. Will there be more staff? Will there be more bodies in the room, Punky?
Not initially. Initially, we will be able to have individual studios. Right now, many of our studios are doubled up in the use, and adults will use the studios. Teens will use the studios. Meetings will happen in the studios. We have daytime partnerships with our teens. We can do certainly more of those when we have more space. And eventually, absolutely. We are very intentional in adding pilot programs and our career training. And with more space, we will have more opportunity for new programs and additional staff and opportunity.
Well, you're headed to a growing side of our area with, I know, the new concept grocery store that will be built at Bridge and Seward. You have the local companies of OST, Axios expanding, and now WMCAT soon to move once the goal has been achieved. Final words from you, Louise Punky Edison. What do you need?
We need, that's a very large question for final words.
Make it blunt.
We really are looking to ask the broader community who knows of our work or who would like to learn of our work to visit our website, leaveyourmarkgr.org, wimcat.org, and just see. I think if they learn more about what we do and how we do it and who we're impacting, we would love to create that excitement that they would be part of our energy and what is happening. And we are thrilled to be part of the West Side and contribute to that that community as well. And more support at any level would be really, really appreciated.
Allowing for expansion of career training, creative youth development, entrepreneurial apprenticeship programs with this goal that will be made. Thank you very much, Louise. We'll call you Punky Edison for what you do, Development Director for WMCAT, West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology, on this journey. Thank you.
Thank you.